This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. At least 10 people have been killed as Typhoon Goni pounds the Philippines on Sunday, tearing off roofs, toppling power lines, and causing flooding. The strongest typhoon of the year also caused deadly landslides that buried a number of houses in the southern part of the island of Luzon, officials said. Goni was a super typhoon when it made landfall on Catanduanes Island before dawn, packing maximum sustained winds of 225 kilometers per hour. It was downgraded a few hours later as it swept across Luzon and reduced intensity as it headed towards the capital, Manila, where the city of 12 million braced for strong winds. Mark Timbal of the Philippines National Disaster Agency said that 19 million people may have been affected by the path of the typhoon. Rescue workers were searching 8 wrecked buildings in Izmir, Turkey on Sunday as hopes dwindled for survivors and the death toll from the powerful earthquake that hit the western part of the country rose to 60. The quake, measuring 7.0 in magnitude, also injured 930 people, the Turkish Emergency Authority said. Nearly 6,000 rescue workers have been working day and night since it hit on Friday. Overnight, 33 hours after the earthquake, a 70-year-old man was pulled from rubble to the applause of onlookers. The King of Thailand said, quote, "We love them all the same, of protesters who seek to curb his powers." And he called Thailand the land of compromise on Sunday in his first direct public comments on months of demonstrations. The king responded to questions from journalists during a walkabout with thousands of yellow-shirted royalists, putting on their biggest show of support since the start of protests that also seek the removal of the government. This is VOA News. Voters in ex-Soviet Moldova also went to the polls on Sunday to elect a president under the watchful eye of Moscow, which wants the country to remain close. The pro-Moscow president is seeking a new 4-year mandate, with his biggest challenge coming from a longtime pro-Western rival who wants Moldova to join the European Union. Experts predict a second-round runoff on November 15th, as neither candidate is expected to secure an outright majority on Sunday. A country of 3.5 million has long been divided between those favoring close ties with the EU and those who cling to Soviet-era relations with Russia. Although part of the Soviet Union until its collapse in 1991, the small country between Ukraine and Romania has close historic ties with Romania, and its main language is Romanian. Polls opened in Algeria Sunday for a vote on a revised constitution. The regime hopes will neutralize a protest movement, which last year drove the country's longtime president from power. The current president has pitched the revisions as meeting the demands of a youth-led protest movement that staged huge demonstrations until the coronavirus pandemic shut them down. But observers say the fresh document doesn't offer much that's new. State media has promoted calls for a yes vote, while those supporting a no vote have been banned from holding meetings, said one 78-year-old voter. "I voted yes so that my country doesn't collapse." The youth movement has urged voters to boycott the poll. Algeria, with a population of 44 million and vast oil reserves, has been battered by low crude prices and the coronavirus pandemic, further hurting a young population already suffering from unemployment. French police have made 2 new arrests in the probe into an attack on a church in the southern city of Nice that left 3 dead, as authorities seek to understand the profile of the suspected killer. This is what judicial sources are saying on Sunday. Authorities are now holding a total of 6 people for questioning to understand if they were linked to the Tunisian who prosecutors say carried out the knife rampage early Thursday morning in the Notre Dame Basilica. If it so far remains unclear if he had outside help for the attack, which French President Emmanuel Macron has described as an act of Islamist terror, and was the latest of a string of attacks in recent weeks in France. Tunisian authorities are helping with the investigation. France is on edge after the republication in early September of cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad by a weekly, which was followed by an outside attack. And that's all we have time for. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.